All the articles you have come to love in Equimanagement magazine are now available on the Equimanagement on Audio podcast. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Just search Equimanagement on Audio on your favorite podcast player to listen to all the latest articles.
Laser acupuncture versus electroacupuncture for equine back pain. Electroacupuncture is a form of acupuncture that adds electrical stimulation to the acupuncture needles on acupuncture points. It has shown varying efficacious results for managing thoracolumbar back pain in the literature, making it an interesting treatment option. Not all horses will tolerate electroacupuncture needles, however, or stand still for extended periods to receive treatment. As an alternative, veterinarians are beginning to reach for laser acupuncture. Laser acupuncture uses non-thermal, low-intensity laser irradiation to stimulate acupuncture points, offering a non-contact therapy with shorter treatment times for needle-shy patients, explained Dr. Caitlin Sebring from the University of Florida Integrative and Mobility Medicine Department during a presentation at the 2025 American Association of Equine Practitioners Convention. Sebring and colleagues from the University of Georgia conducted a study to determine if laser acupuncture was a viable alternative to electroacupuncture for treating thoracolumbar pain in horses. The researchers randomly divided 21 horses with thoracolumbar discomfort into three groups: control, electroacupuncture, and laser acupuncture. Study horses were less than grade 3.5 lame, had no recent treatment for pain, for example, mesotherapy, biologics, etc., had no chiropractic or acupuncture treatments in the month prior to the study, and did not receive gabapentin, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or methocarbamol in the preceding 30 days. They used mechanical nociceptive thresholds, an objective measure of pain, to determine treatment efficacy. Mechanical nociceptive thresholds were measured by applying 5 kilograms per square centimeter per second of pressure on the T13, T18, L3, L6, and S2 epaxial muscles until the horse produced an avoidance response, that is, flinching, vocalizing, moving away. Sebring's team performed treatments on days 1, 4, and 7 of the study. For electroacupuncture, horses were treated for 30 minutes, 20 hertz for 15 minutes, and 80 to 12 hertz for 15 minutes, at acupuncture points GV614 and 20 and BL17, 21, 26, and 54. The same points, with the exception of GV14, were used for laser acupuncture with a class 4 laser at a wavelength of 980 nanometers at 12 joules per square centimeter, for a total of 120 joules and 120 seconds at each site. Mechanical nociceptive thresholds were recorded at baseline, day 0, and on days 4, 7, and 14, 7 days after the last treatment. Measurements were performed immediately after acupuncture treatment, and the researchers averaged the 3 measurements at each site. Compared to baseline, we saw a statistically significant increase in mechanical nociceptive thresholds at each pressure point, T13, 18, L3, L6, S2. On days 7 and 14, in the electroacupuncture and laser acupuncture groups, but not in the control group, said Sebring. In addition, we averaged all mechanical nociceptive thresholds for all sites over time. In the electroacupuncture group, there were significant increases on days 1, 4, 7, and 14, so immediately after treatment. In the laser acupuncture group, significantly higher mechanical nociceptive thresholds were noted on days 4, 7, and 14. They then compared each group at each time point, and the only significant difference in mechanical nociceptive thresholds was between the control group and the electroacupuncture groups on days 7 and 14 at site L3. They noted no significant difference between mechanical nociceptive thresholds between the electro and laser acupuncture groups at any time point of any site. In terms of limitations, Sebring said they did not clip the hair coat for laser acupuncture, which might be required for appropriate laser penetration. Further, treatment protocols for both electro and laser acupuncture might not be optimized, and the researchers only measured mechanical nociceptive thresholds for 1 week following therapy. In conclusion, Sebring said, "Electroacupuncture and laser acupuncture do provide alternatives for pain relief, and laser acupuncture is a great option for needle-shy horses, as we have seen some evidence that it does improve pain. Effective protocols need further investigation."